And just to fill in, like, the MLS, as you mentioned, is the Major League Soccer. So that's what the Premier League is called in America. And also DC United is placed in Washington.
Yeah.
For those that have not heard about those.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, like, you know, you went to the States, you make another sort of test, or was it the similar test that you were doing in, you know, when you said you were doing this different test and you were nervous back in Sweden? Did you recognize what was like the same test that you were doing in the States, or did they do some different aspects and measuring?
I think it was the same, but even more advanced, because with this one, I have to do like a cardio test, which you have the camera. Like, I have to run like on a treadmill, like 21 to 22 kilometers per hour, like incline. Then after some minutes, I have to drop on the bed. Then they have to do the scan. So it was like, you know, me running in a higher capacity, like condition wise, like, so they want to see if I'm gonna have issues while I'm playing, if there will be a problem, you know. But like I said, these people, I never knew none of these doctors. This is, even the doctor said, look, if we said you're good, if Obama have heart issues, heart problem, they bring Obama, don't fly in any country. He's doing everything here in America. We have the best doctors in the world. If somebody today have issues, if Swedish doctors, they cannot help this person, they will fly this person to America. The problem will be solved. Because this is United States. It's the number one country in the world. So, I mean, we did an advanced test and I was satisfied. And pretty much everything went, you know, fine. I won't lie. I will say that period, of course, we are human. You have the right to feel like a human, because this cannot change. That period, the first, my time in the MLS period playing football, it scares me. It really scares me. I go on the pitch, I go on the football field, I'm thinking, maybe I'm gonna fall. I've never had this, you know, while I was playing football, when I was young. I mean, come to Europe, Sweden, you know, places that I've been around. I've never had this in my life, but I was scared. It scares me. This makes me, I couldn't perform in the MLS. I couldn't, like, you know, so it really scares me, you know. Then after, when I leave the MLS, then I start to do, you know, like every place, place that I went, I have to do, like, you know, some type of, you know, the same test and everything. Then with all this, you know, then it gives me now the confidence. Then now I'm relaxed. I said, I'm fine, yo.
But I'm just thinking, you know, you went from having a few weeks where you were not allowed to play football.
Mm.
And what I've understood, this was 3 months from that you had the first message about the heart issue.
Mm-hmm.
3 months later, you were in the States.
Mm.
And within this time of 3 months, I assume you were not playing football at all until you then signed the contract. You went out on the pitch and then probably like, oof, this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, since you had told me here, like, you were fighting the whole time, working hard. The last season before, you were fighting so hard that you actually did extra 2 hours every evening and so on.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, you know, you're not allowed to play football for a long time. 3 months could be a very long time, especially since you, you know, have been working so hard before.
Mm.
And then suddenly the whole mindset changed. As you're mentioning, now you're suddenly afraid.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking, curious, like, you know, you were talking about mental depression. How was it when you got the news from the test in the States of, like, did you finally feel, oh, okay, I can play football. I can still, like, do what I love. How, like, when you got the news from the scanning?
Of course, like I said, you know, with the mental depression and all those things, of course, when I was in the United States, I was able to, I mean, to be with someone who, like, you know, I talked to, take me through, you know, about the news, you know, that I've had, you know. Of course, you know, I mean, the people for you from United States, from the club, you know, they want the best for me. So they know that, you know, somehow this is going to play some effect, you know, me, like my day to day, like going to play, train and everything. So I was talking with a therapist, you know, which, like, you know, just to make me believe myself again, try to put this thing behind me. So it was tough. But I mean, you know, for me, the news, of course, it's like, yeah, it's a win for me. It's a win for me because, like I said to you, I've never had any issues in my life, you know, I've never had any issues, you know, I mean, but yeah, I am today. You know, of course, it causes a lot of, like, you know, this setback deprived me from playing for my national team, break my relationship with my national team also, because back then my national team, when I was in touch with Norrköping, you know, back and forth, my, like, people from my national team, the president back then, she wanted to put a press release that, you know, I have to stop football. She wanted to put this, you know, then my agent was like, are you crazy? Sorry for the word. But how can we let you go, like, make a press release that this player is terminating his contract because he's not playing anymore because of heart issues? We have not get to the bottom of the issue. So this was a big, you know, setback for me with the national team, because for me, like I said, my brother is my inspiration. When I was playing in Sweden, this guy was my motivation. It was like my push, you know, because now you've seen me in the bigger stage, and his dream was for me to play in the national team. He wants to see me represent my national team, play for my national colors, you know? So, which, after the whole thing coming to Randers, you know, I got the opportunity to play for my national team. Imagine if I could have stopped then. I could have not had the chance to make 7 million people celebrate in my country, because I play a part in my national team, which we have never been for 25 years. The 2022 AFCON.
So the tournament in Africa, like the Euros in Europe and the World Cup in the world, and AFCON is the one in the Africa.
Yeah, I play one of the biggest role to qualify in this tournament. And we went to the tournament. I played in this tournament. I was able to play this tournament. My family have the opportunity to watch me. I make people beside my own family, the whole country, proud of me. So I could have lost a lot of things just because of this decision. So now today I'm a happy man because I was able to represent my country, even though my brother don't get to see me playing for my country, because this was his dream because he knows he believed that I have a special ability to play for my country. He knows this. This guy feels something about me that I don't feel for myself, because periods that I'm down, I feel like, am I really good enough to play football? But this guy keeps telling me, look, you are a good footballer. Keep on pushing, keep on going. You know? So it's, I have pain, I have joy, I have mixed emotions about what I've gone through my career.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you were sort of mentioning it now in the end, and I was curious to hear more about it. But like, one of your biggest inspirations, your brother in itself.
Yeah.
He died 2017.
Yeah.
How was that? I mean, you just went from not playing football, you got your second chance, you started to play football again, and then the year after, then you sort of get the news that your brother died.
Died, yeah. I would say it's my biggest, I really don't love to talk about my brother because he means the world to me. This guy means everything to me. Like, my brother is my biggest motivation. When I go out to play football, it's like we are two. Like, I have him with me. Like, I have my brother with me, even when he was alive. Like, my brother is, like, because we speak about football, we speak about our family, we speak about a lot of things. So when I'm on the pitch, I think about the things that he says to me, the things that he tells me. Losing my brother, I don't know how to express the pain by losing like somebody that means everything to you, like somebody that motivates you, somebody that, you know, like tell you, like, go do your extra training. Hey, today you're gonna be the hero of the match. I've missed that part in my life now, in my career. You know, the only thing that keeps me going, I feel like if I stop, you know, like all the things that he was saying to me, it doesn't mean anything, but I keep going because of the things that, you know, like, for example, me playing for the national team. Him wanted me to be in the national team. He wants me to be the star in my country. It was a big news. It was a big loss for me. Like, emotionally, I really don't know sometimes. Sometimes I go to the shower, like, I just open the water and just, like, just cry, you know? I'm a strong guy. Like, sometimes I don't want to, like, I break, but I don't want to do it in front of people, you know? But, you know, I have a lot of, like, you know, pain.
But I'm thinking, you know, the mental illness, so to say, or like or depression that you were mentioning with the decision from the beginning of your heart, that, you know, your head was probably spinning around and you didn't really know what to do because you were not allowed to do what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then you get sort of this decision. Obviously, what I understood from what you're mentioning, I mean, he's part of the dream the whole time.
Yeah.
He has helped you having the dream of playing football on a professional level. And then you reached out with the news that he's not alive anymore. Like, you were talking with the therapist before.
Yeah.
Was this something that helped you maybe to go back again, to have someone to talk with? Or like, how did you, I mean, because this is now 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And it feels a little bit like on your professional career that you have stepped up.
Yeah.
Now when you're playing in Denmark. So what have made you, so, you know, kept going ever since then?
I mean, what makes me kept going, I think, like I mentioned, you know, the things that we talk about, me and my brother, because I feel like if I stop, I fail him. My brother left two kids behind, you know, and I have to keep going because those kids, they are my kids now. And the saddest part, you know, this is the first time to say this, you know, my brother died on a football pitch. You know, that's what that means to me. My brother died on a football pitch playing football. My brother, he was sick before going to that football pitch. Because in Africa, we have this, when you have some type of malaria, some type of fever, you know. We're like, no, I need to just sweat it out. Like here in Europe, someone will say, ah, you know, like I need to go to the gym and just like somehow I need to sweat, you know, so I can, you know, I can get my immune system back together, you know. But, you know, in that case, it was not, you know, it was not the same with my brother. He ended up dying on the football pitch. So this is the reason why I don't talk about this, because I'm still playing football, because it was close decision for me to say, fuck it, like, you know, I'm done with football. But again, when I remember the conversation, like everything, you know, we talk about, me not even achieving anything in my national team, when I think about those things, I said to myself, no, I have unfinished business. Because today I know my brother is somewhere watching over me. That's why, like, when I play in the national team, every time I score, because I have like, you know, I have like a hidden tattoo under my, you know, people think I'm flexing my muscle when I kiss, you know. No, because I have a hidden tattoo, you know.
On your arm. Yes. So people can understand.
Exactly. So the pain is for like, you know, the pain that I feel is not like to show people like, oh, I have this tattoo. No, it's because I took it from my brother, because he means so much. He's part of me, you know. So the achievement, you know, I've got, not like European football, in the national team, because my brother play part, you know, like me even coming to play for the under 17, it was my brother who created a platform, who spoke to the coach about me, who moved the coach to go on and watch me in school leagues, you know, and they took me in the under 17 to play for my country. So every time when I had the success to play in the national team. So I tell you, we play against Nigeria, it feels like it was my brother was inside me, because this was a game that we need a result, and I was coming from the bench. Like, I was so positive, like, you, the coach needs to bring me on the pitch. Like, we are losing 4-0, and I came on that pitch, I scored two goals, and we able to level the game. And it was the famous results that really took us in that tournament. So it was that moment, it was for me like the biggest stage where I can show to my brother how much he means to me. So I was able to celebrate. And like I said, people think, oh, I flex muscle. Even the commentator, like, you know, I watched the video. He said, oh, Kamara is flexing his muscle. Come on, dude. I'm not flexing my muscle. You know, I love someone. Someone is part of me. You know, but may his soul rest in peace. I still love my brother. One day I will meet him. But yeah. It was a big loss for me.
Yeah, it must be obviously a tough moment, especially like you were mentioning the inspiration and sort of like part of your dream in itself. I'm just thinking as you sort of touch into here. I mean, you're still playing.
Yes, sir.
When you got the news, I mean, were you afraid? You were mentioning you were afraid when you came to the States to actually play again.
Yeah.
But then you're getting this, dying on the pitch.
Yeah.
You have been told that you have an issue with your heart.
Yeah.
So you could die on the pitch in itself. And then your brother, unfortunately, dies. And then you're going to go out on the pitch yourself.
Yeah, to play.
Did you? Was it like that easy to just go? Or do you like, have you started to think so much more?
No, I did that, you know, I feel like this time I was on loan from DC United to the USL. The USL is the
sort of like the division below the top one in the States. Yeah.
So around this period, we had a game and it was like a lot of emotion and, you know, and for me, it was like I said, you know, some moments in my life, I feel like, no, you don't have to break, you know, you have to take it as a man. Because, like I said, I have unfinished business. My brother left 2 kids, you know, I cannot work on a regular store, you know, to take care of these kids, you know, I have my family behind me. So, like I said, I talked to my therapist and we talked a lot that week before the game and I was able to play. And also, of course, I have my mentality is almost like, you know, don't break. And also like, you know, I mean, I'm going to die either way. And let me send this message to my brother that, I mean, we died like in the sports that we love, you know, it's not a shame. If a soldier die on the, like in the military, like they have the biggest honor. It's not a shame. Of course we're gonna die. Of course nobody, like, don't just want to like think about, oh, I want to do this and go and die. No, but either ways, like I said, I can woke up today, trying to go across the street, somebody just hit me from the back, I'm gone. So why should I be afraid? You know, it's the last thing I think I have to think about, you know. Since that period my brother died, I said to myself, this is the last thing I have to think about. I put everything about the heart issue behind me. And since then, I just make a step up in my career because when my brother died, it's like the switch for me now. You know what? Look, you have been shit. This is why you don't perform in the MLS. You know, now you have to think positive. You know, it's no more sorry, sorry. If you feel sorry for yourself, you're going to play in a shit leagues. You know, then, okay, where will this bring you? Where will you go? How can you tell your story? How can I sit with Jacob today having this podcast? So these are the things that comes to my head. And since then, I'm here today having this podcast with you. And I'm grateful for this. That was the switch.
Yeah, and looking at your career, it seems like you're enjoying playing football. And as you're saying, you're doing the dream. And why not keep fighting for it?
Exactly.
Until the end. We're gonna come to the end. We have some questions to bring in as well. But I'm just thinking slightly what we touched up in the beginning, like you play at Randers, And you have been also been able to play some European games as well.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, like, you have to leave Europe. You're not able to play. But then suddenly you're back in Europe.
Yeah.
And you're able to play. What happened since then?
I mean, like I said, it's just the spirits not to give up. It was a miracle, you know? I mean, I talked to myself. I said to myself, since the day my brother passed away, I said to myself, you need to take the next step. That was my next step. And with positivity and just keep fighting, that brings me to Europe today. I had the opportunity to come to Denmark. I took that opportunity. I was like, yes, back in Europe. I said, back in Europe. Even the football canalen, you know, they make a story about it. And I text, I said, Sweden is next. And I would love to play back in Sweden. I would love to come back to Sweden. I want to come back to Sweden. I want to play back in Sweden. Nothing wrong with Kamara. Kamara is fine. I'm playing European football. And Randers is not the first European football I came and I play European football. I was in FC Sheriff. I play European tournament. I play Champions League qualification. I play European qualification. And with Randers, I had the opportunity. We went to play European qualification. Then we went to the conference and we played the conference. The conference league this year is the second year since, you know, because we played when this tournament was made.
Yeah.
We played the first one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I had the opportunity to play with Randers. And we went through the group stage. I was happy to even score European goals in this tournament. So it was a miracle. And like you said, I'm still keep living the dream and keep fighting, keep pushing, you know, until the day that, you know, yeah.
But what is the difference with the test? Because I guess, you don't have to do the test anymore.
I did the test.
You did the test.
I did the test.
And now it was fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
I did the test. It's just that I'm born different.
Yeah.
I don't have a disease in my heart. I don't have something that, you know, that will make me die tomorrow. You know,
I'm just curious. Like, okay.
No. I'm just saying to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm just saying to people, I'm fine. Kamara is fine. It's just that I'm born special. I have a lion heart. And this is what keeps me pushing. I've had obstacles in my career, you know. But now, the place where I am today, I love the place where I am today. These people see me as a family. Randers. I wake up every morning. I look forward to go to training. These people gave me an opportunity, from the director to the kit man. I'm not talking about the coaches. I'm not talking about the relationship I have in the locker room with my teammates. It's like family. I find peace. I find love in this team. I was thinking Sweden was my second home. But I tell you, Jacob, Randers is home. Randers is home, I'm telling you. I love this place, you know. It means so much to me. And the day I will leave Randers, I feel like I'm leaving home. I feel like I'm leaving home. I love this place. I love the people. I love the fans. I love, you know, and every time I go on that pitch, I just want to give all my best for this team. We have had our obstacle, ups and downs, but we are still working as a team. And, you know, it's a young team. 2023, this team was formed. So I'm happy to be part of this team. I'm happy to make history, some achievements. And I'm happy in Denmark.
Yeah, just listening to everything where we started.
Yeah.
And just going through, and I guess all the listeners can understand it as well. Like, you're sort of fighting the whole time.
Yeah.
and just listening to what you're saying right now, it's very cool to hear that, you know, you found a place where you can, where you're able to play a dream, you're able to just live without any like issues like that. I mean, you're fighting obviously because football is what you're dreaming of and what you're fighting for the whole every day. But enjoying time right now is one of the most important things that we all humans can do. And in your case, I mean, you have found a good place. Unfortunately, obviously, living in Sweden, hopefully you will have that as your first home again. But I'm very happy for you to hear, like, you know, listening to how you grew up, fighting the whole time, and hear and see on your face. Obviously, people can't see your face at the moment, but like, see that you're very enjoying where you are at the moment. And that's an amazing story in itself, going from the beginning and being where you are at the moment. And I mean, it's an opportunity where a lot of people don't have. And it's an inspiration for other people as well, listening to this right now. You might be a younger girl or boy that are listening right now and can hear that there will be ups and downs. But if you stop fighting for it, then you will not know how far you can
go.
And you're still fighting and going. So it will be exciting to following your journey ahead as well. But coming to the last questions, we have some questions from listeners.
Yeah.
And I will just pick up some of them here. So Joseph Nielsen was having a question here. You've already sort of talked about it a little bit, but he was asking like the will to continue play football despite the problems with the heart. You probably already talked about it, but like, so you have your issues with your heart. Obviously, you have your lion heart. But like, yeah, how far will you go? I guess that's a little bit what he's saying. Like, how long will he play?
I would tell Nelson that I'm okay. I don't have issues with my heart, you know. The lion is fine. I mean, if you ask me how long, I mean, I just want to keep enjoying playing football, which is my passion. I don't know until the day my body tells me to stop. Yeah.
He also adds, but he sort of wish you to come back to the great Peking in the near future.
I love not shopping. The fans, you know, I love the people in Norrköping. It will be a honor someday to just come to visit. I don't know about playing, but but yeah, it will be a dream, you know. I mean, if that happened to play again in Norrköping, but I mean, I will just say to visit, it's more realistic than playing. Because with the Swedish, you know, laws, I mean, I don't know if I'm still going to play in Sweden, but I hope someday I'll come back and play.
Yeah, perfect. Helen Jung has already sort of got her answer to her question, but I would just put it up here because you mentioned about it, and I also would like to appreciate all the questions that we get in. But she wanted to hear how you were thinking and resonating about the risks surrounding your heart problems, but you've already talked about it. But I would just wanted to say, Helen, so thanks for your question, and earlier in the discussion here, allowed you have talked about it. And then coming to Christine Lund. So she was saying like exciting guest that you will have. She don't know about you before, but reading from what we were when we put up in our social media before, she understood that you are a person with a lot of passion for what you do, and sometimes it's worth taking the risk to live the life that you want. So the question that strikes her was whether you need to defend, which means like explain or justify your decision to keep playing. Do you feel that that's something that you always need to like explain?
Not really. I mean, like I said, I'm really not against about the medical results or anything, but for me, this is what I love, and I just keep fighting and keep following my dreams. Football is my passion. I love playing football. I've been playing football since, I don't know, when I was a kid, you know, having my brother, my whole family, like a football family. So I'm just following the dream and enjoying playing the football.
Benny here asks you, is there a special technology or medical approach treatment that helps you to forecast your, like, your health or well-being?
No, I'm not taking any medical, I'm not on medical.
You're not using any sort of technology?
No. I'm just normal. Drink my coffee before a game, or my Red Bull before a game, or drink my water before a game. I'm fine. I'm not using anything. I'm fine.
All right. And Shrey, he was asking about the legal challenges, but it sounds like you mentioned that might be tricky with Sweden, but in most countries today,
I'm fine. You know? Yeah, I'm really, I think, even in Sweden, it's just the club that, will just accept. Like I said, I'm perfectly okay. You know, places they have mentioned that I'm not going to play the European tournament competition, European backing. I don't think there is much of a difference between Denmark and Sweden. So, if I have a club today that, you know, trust that, you know, Camara is fine and we can do medical test, I'm very sure the medical test will show us that Camara is fine, then there is a possibility to come back to Sweden. So I'm perfectly fine.
No, because he was mentioning that there was this guy in India with a similar situation called Anwar Ali. He represented India at the Under 17 World Cup 5 years ago and was diagnosed with similar. And he faced a lot of difficulties in getting the right to play professionally from the National Federation and FIFA. But then coming to what you already talked about, then it seems like there is possibilities for him to still play.
There is a possibility, because the thing here is, these cases, it happens a lot. We are born different. We are human, you know. We are born different. Some people, they have like a big head. Some people have a small head. Some people have big hands. Some people have small foot. We are born different. This is what people don't understand, because these issues, they keep happening. If I can mention, like, 20 professional players, which they go do this random test, they find something, but at the end of the day, it can be different, you know? The guy that he mentioned with my situation, of course we all have, it doesn't mean that if I have a swollen arm, the other guy will have the same, maybe the other guy have a bruise. So my problem with this guy problem, it can be different, you know? So maybe his own issue is more of like, you know, something that maybe is more, you know, dangerous too, you know? But also, I will encourage him to do a proper test, do a follow-up, and just don't, I don't know how to say it, just... Okay, the results that you get somewhere, let's say if he did the results in Stockholm, he just said, okay, I'm okay with the result from Stockholm. He has to do further test, you know, further investigation in different countries, because the medical, it's big, it's diverse. So it can be different, like, you know, places, different rules, you know, about. So I will encourage the guy they mentioned, if he ever had the opportunity to listen to this podcast, to keep, you know, fighting and try to do more investigation about his, you know, health condition.
Eric Demi is sending you a question regarding, like, have there occurred any changes in your training process since your condition from the beginning?
In the beginning, yes, I try to limit myself. But now, like I said to you, since the day my brother passed away, I have a switch. I just have this lion mentality that, you know, let me keep going, because, If you follow my Instagram, I always say like the lion way. The lion way is like, you know, the lion don't save food. They eat today. Then, you know, like they know that, okay, tomorrow I need to work hard, 10 times harder to find, you know, something to eat. So for me, it's like, you know, now I live a life like, you know what, like, you know, what I do today is over. I think about now what's about tomorrow, you know. I don't have to, like, you know, keep thinking about, okay, what's the doctors they have said. So for me, it's the lion way. What they have said, it's what they have said. But for me, it's about the future. It's about tomorrow now, you know. Today, this news, I put this news to sleep. It's about, you know, what's gonna make the difference, the changes. What's gonna, like, this news that they gave me, how can I change, you know, the situation tomorrow? So I don't have to sleep about what, you know, think about, you know, cry about what's the news they spoke about today, you know. For me, it's about the way I can move forward, how I can challenge myself in the next day, or how I can live my life in the next day. Yeah.
I'm just curious, what is it with lion?
The lion way.
Yeah.
The lion way, the lions, they don't, if they have a kill, they eat it, you know. They don't protect it. They don't, like, you know, we human, we protect other animals. They protect their food, you know. They be like, I need to eat small, then save for tomorrow. But the lion heart, it's like you keep going, you know. You wake up, you think about today. Like, you go for the kill, you kill today, you eat, you share with the pack, you know. Then tomorrow comes again, it's another day. So for me, my life has been, it's the lion way. Kill after kill, kill after kill, you know. Like I said, my story, I've been through a lot, you know, but we leave it for another day. I've been, human trafficking in football, it's real, it exists. I've been trafficked in my career. I've been into human traffic, but we leave it for another day because, I mean, you know, my story is so, like, like I said, it's the lion way. I keep fighting any situation that comes my way, you know. So it has been that way for me. So I will encourage people to just keep fighting, you know. Wake up from your couch, wake up from your bed, you know. Just believe that, you know, that results that says that you're sick, it will make you sick when you keep watching the results, when you keep thinking about the results. But the moment you say to yourself, I'm not sick, you will take those, you will start to count those steps again and be a normal person.
Well, we have another episode coming up in a few years, so you guys, to hear more about the more parts of your story. But yeah, the last question here from Lyrdon Macaulay, who also was part of one of our guests earlier from this season. What are your plans after the professional career?
My plans, it's a good question, actually. It's really a good question. I mean, you know, us as Africans, footballers, a lot of people around the world, we have a fear of failure. You know, we have this fear of failure, you know, sometimes, you know. I mean, it's good. It's a good thing, because when you have fears of something, like you motivate yourself, you have the drive to say, you know, of course I have this fear of failure in my life, of course, which is like keep me going in my football career, you know. I mean, fighting through injuries, obstacles, you know, my heart issue and everything. But I will still keep enjoying football, but my plans after football, I will say, I would love to mentor, motivate the young people, you know, people that feel lonely, people that feel like, you know, life is, you know, it's over, you know. And I would love to be a personal trainer, wherein I talk to people. It's not just about training. For me, training, I can spend 2 hours in the gym, 3-4 hours in the gym, but maybe I don't even push a weight. For me, training is like to convince myself, you know, prepare myself, tell myself that I'm ready. You know, I don't have to do like the cardio, like I don't have to lift every weight in the gym. I feel like, no, for me, I just want to be in the environment. I want to be in the environment. When I'm in the environment, I feel prepared. I feel ready. So when I go out there, you know, then I perform because I prepare myself around this area, around this place, around, you know. So I want to be a personal trainer, you know, life after football, so I can able to train people, you know, able to talk to them, able to mentor them, you know, be somebody. I would love to see the like football have given me like so many things, traveling, a lot of experience, see places, you know, able to build house in Africa, able to establish myself, able to type my name. Like, for me, the smallest things, like for people to able to write my name on their computer and able to look me, like able to find me, it's a big win for me in my career. You know, that's special because it's not like everybody, like, you know, has that from Africa where I came from, but now you can able to type Alhaji Kamara then. So the smallest things, you know. So I would love to motivate people. I would love to train with people and make them, you know, realize that dream, you know, like my brother has been to me, inspired me, you know, like I feel like, oh, I cannot reach this level, but my brother able to convince me. So I want to pass this dream also to people. So for me, life after football will be a personal trainer and a mentor to young people.
Well, there we go. Some questions and some answers. Perfect. Thank you, Alhaji. The last thing, how can people connect or follow you from now on?
I think Instagram, which is Supercam45. Then Facebook. Alhaji Welbeck Kamara, which is Welbeck, my middle name. It's not, you know, but yeah, people can find me on Facebook, Alhaji Welbeck Kamara. But I'm more of Instagram than, yeah.
Well, when people are listening right now, you can just put up the episode in itself and find the show notes, and then you will find some links for Alhaji's Instagram and Facebook. Then you can just click there in order to follow or connect with him. Super easy. And it's Welbeck. It had nothing to do with Danny Welbeck from
Not really. It's just like a middle name in back home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was thinking like maybe this is his idol is.
Not really.
It's a football player that was quite big in Manchester United. He's now playing at Brighton in the Premier League.
Yeah, but of course, I mean, knowing that name, of course, like, you know, having like, you know, growing up, having that middle name and, you know, knowing this player, of course, is sort of like somebody that I'm like, of course, I'm a striker. I love watching like a lot different kind of like, you know, players like Didier Drogba, Diego Costa, different type of, you know, like strikers. But I honestly, like, you know, I see Welbeck as somebody that's, you know, I also like, I've watched a lot, you know, during my playing time, you know, like just like his movements, his everything. I mean, he's a good player that I also love. Yeah.
Well, time is up for us. It's been a long episode, but a very, very important one. I think it's not a very every day that you can get to know these sort of like stories and challenges, but also the good part of them, and also understanding that every day is a new day with new opportunities, as you have been very well of communicating. And I'm very grateful for you being here. It's been an amazing time to get to know more about the ups and downs and why and how you're fighting for what you do. Some lessons I think we all can bring from the episode is basically to never give up. I mean, every day could be a challenge, but it's also maybe a sign for you to keep fighting.
Bounce back, yes.
And if life is too easy, then you will probably not do enough of it. So I think in the end, you will gain so much more of fighting every day. And thanks for everyone that are listening to this episode as well. I think if you would like to find more interesting guests, then just follow on all the podcast platforms that you are listening to. You can also obviously find us on Instagram most of the time, Sport Use Podcast, and share any ideas that you would like to listen to or any guests that you would like to follow on until later. And more or less, keep subscribing and keep sharing if you enjoy these episodes. And as I was mentioning, you can find Alagi's contact information at the show notes. And with that all said, I think we're done for today. Thanks once again, Alagi, for being here. It's been a great time. And yeah, with all of that said, I wish you all a great day wherever you are. And yeah, let's keep it like that. Ciao.
Ciao.